It's Brian and Trisha and the impossible question. More than 15% of people have admitted to doing this at a wedding. What is it?
Brian and Trisha, good morning.
Is it crash it?
No. Hey, Brian and Trisha.
Is it stealing a centerpiece?
No, thank you. That happens at most Chamber of Commerce luncheons.
They're not stealing, though.
I know, but I've taken a Chamber of Commerce luncheon centerpiece a time or two. Have you?
Yes, because what is it? Usually the person whose birthday is closest.
Yeah, I think that's what they've done in the past.
That's how I've gotten it.
It happens that my birthday comes 12 times a year.
Oh, so you're a liar.
270-763-9830, toll free, 800-905-0983.
More than 15% of people have admitted to doing this at a wedding. What is it?
And let's just say this, it's not anything involved with a theft.
No.
Let's narrow it down for
it's
you.
It's not a horrible thing.
Not
I mean,
okay.
It's all
not
in the eye of the beholder, yeah. I think. It's Brian and Trisha and the impossible question. More than 15% of people have admitted to doing this at a wedding. What is it? Brian and Trisha, what's your guess?
Is it sleeping?
No.
Hi, impossible question.
They don't bring a gift.
No.
Hey, Quixie, what's your guess?
Falling asleep?
No.
Impossible question?
Falling asleep.
No. A lot of sleepy heads out there. I can admit some weddings get really, really long, especially if you don't know the people that well. But no, it's not sleeping or nodding off. Impossible question.
They cried.
No. 270-763-9830. That's the number to know for the impossible question.
More than 15% of people have admitted to doing this at a wedding. What is it?
And again, it's not a crime.
No.
It's not anything horrible.
I mean, the bride and groom may not be thrilled to know that you're doing it, but...
Sure.
It's Brian and Trisha and the impossible question. More than 15% of people have admitted to doing this at a wedding. What is it?
Hi, impossible question.
Hi, is it wear white to the wedding?
No.
Hey, Quixie, what do you think?
Hooking up?
No.
Impossible question.
Take them to see you home from the reception?
No, but I try to do that usually. I'm like, are y'all going to eat that?
Okay. Okay.
Hey, Quixie, and the impossible question.
Is it hooking up
no.
with somebody else who's there at the wedding?
No, no. Thanks. All right, so the first group of people thought everybody was asleep. Now they're, you know, getting dates.
Brian and Trisha, what's your guess?
Hey, is it hook up with a wedding party person?
No.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Did everybody watch the movie Wedding Crashers? Is that what this is? Brian and Trisha.
Okay, how about showing up uninvited?
No, thank you.
Brian and Trisha, what's your guess?
Is it breaking up with your boyfriend?
No.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Sorry about that.
Hey, Quixie, what's your guess?
Is it a photobombing the pictures?
No.
Brian has done that several times. Impossible question.
Yes, is it showing up after the ceremony just for the reception?
Oh, no, but that sounds like a great idea. I'm sorry, I was running late. Is there cake?
Hey, Quixie, what's your guess?
Is it leaving with reception decorations?
No. That's not it.
Thanks. Because everybody needs a big, big, big glass dish full of marbles.
Or the flowers.
Yeah.
Hey, Quixie, what do you think?
I think it's drinking.
No.
Hi, impossible question.
Is it taking their centerpiece?
No.
Brian and Trisha, what's your guess?
A wore jeans.
No.
No.
Some weddings, that's actually what you should wear.
Yeah.
Hi, impossible question.
Is that bringing an uninvited guest?
No.
Brian and Trisha and the impossible question.
Hey, how about stealing the cake?
No.
The whole thing?
Wow, that's bold. This is the best buttercream I have ever had.
And this cake topper is fabulous. Mm.
Go get the minivan, Sally. There's so many layers. 270-763-9830. We're stealing this whole cake.
Some of those cakes are huge.
You ever seen one of those?
Like feed 500 people, you know?
Thank goodness we got us a deep freeze.
Okay, the question again.
Get that cake cutter, too. That's silver. 270-763-9830. We've completely lost control of the show. Why did you let that happen?
More than 15% of people have admitted to doing this at a wedding. What is it?
The groom's cake, too. Take them both.
Some plates.
It's red velvet. It's so good. Oh, all right. We've gotten nowhere near the answer this morning. It's not stealing the cake. It's not stealing the centerpiece. It's not stealing anything.
No.
It's not stealing anything. It's not falling asleep.
And not everybody may realize you're doing it.
Right. It could be a secretive thing.
Yes. More than 15% of people have admitted to doing this at a wedding. What is it?
And a whole lot of people said hooking up with a bridal party member. It's not hooking up with anybody.
Nope.
So anyway, yeah, there you go. Get some napkins. We've pointed out it's not a crime.
No.
Nobody stole anything. It's not sleeping. It's not hooking up. But I'm telling you, the thought of stealing that whole cake, especially if it's one of those great big ones like 8 tiers.
That is the funniest to me. That's hilarious. How many people have done that?
Enough that somebody suggested it and that I thought it was a great idea. Did you keep your topper from your wedding cake?
Yeah.
Did you eat it later?
The topper was not edible.
I'm sorry, not the topper. I meant the top layer.
Yes. Yeah, I guess we didn't store it very well because it was not good. I took a bite and Gary ate more of it. And he was like,
of course he did. He's a man. There's cake. I have to eat it. Donna and I kept the top of our cake. We moved. It never thawed out. We forgot we had it. And when Addison was like 2 years old, we found it way, way, way deep, deep back in the freezer.
Huh.
And we ate a little piece of it, and then we threw it away.
Okay. Well, so you did.
Yeah.
Just a little later.
We're still married, so I think it worked. All right, that question again.
More than 15% of people have admitted to doing this at a wedding. What is it? Brian and Trisha, what's your guess?
Is it betting on how long they last?
Oh, snap. That's horrible and inappropriate, but quite funny. But no, that's not it. A high impossible question.
Hi, is it listen to a game or watch a TV show?
Yes!
That's it.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's watching a show on their phone.
Have you done this?
No, I don't really go to weddings.
All right, there you go. Who is this?
My name is Sharon.
What's your last name, Sharon?
Lynn Bloom.
Where are you calling from?
E-Town.
All right, well, congratulations. You won an extra value meal from an E-Town area McDonald's and a free item from Zaxby's.
Awesome. Thank you.